They were glad to be here one more time. Don't know when that last time will be. Now, the ones I usually speak to, they sitting right up here in front of me. What are you doing way back through there? But a lot of them I speak to, they roll them in their wheelchairs. Some of them's asleep when they come in. Some of them's asleep through the service. Some of them's asleep when they go out. And I don't know how much they get out of that service, but I share the Word of God anyway. And that's what the Lord called me to do. And I'm glad He has. And if I told you I was a preacher, I don't tell people I'm a preacher. I tell them we're sharing Jesus ministries. That's what I call my ministry, sharing Jesus. And I took that name on when I was on the radio back years ago. They needed something to open us up and open up the dealer on the radio, so I took that name on. But I look back on it, and I've been sharing him ever since I was born again, say 52 years ago. See, and he's been good to me. He's been good to me. I'm getting dry already. What do you think about that, Jeff? I think of that rich man in hell. Just wanted a drop of water. So just a drop of water. Still there. Still there. Want somebody to go warn his five brethren not to come to that awful place. He died, was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. See, if we had 1 second glance of hell, it'd change our way of thinking. See, change our way of thinking. Glad to be here. I'd asked the pastor some weeks back now. It's before missionaries started coming in and things like that. And his mind might be a little bit like mine. He might have forgot. But I wanted to share this through the eyes of a bus worker. See, I mean, some people just need just a little bit of encouragement to step out there. To step out there and do what they should be doing. See, I was chastised some years back. Matter of fact, it's March the 10th, 2000. Because I'd put things off like Jonah did. See, I was chastised and I knew it. But I got in gear, went to in and out of that prison up there for 13 years. Danny Jenkins, Dave Morrison, some others in and out. Brother Abbott, he'd been in and out of there. I was able to go in and out there for 13 years. See, been able to serve in other ministries here. Well, I said we've been here, I guess, over 40 years now. We was here when Brother Graham left and went and served in Brazil all them years. But you know what I done for them? Hey, best I know, I prayed for them all the time through all them years that's gone. And still got a prayer card right now, a new one we just got the other day. But I've had them on a list that I prayed for. And I that's part of our job as a Christian, to pray without ceasing. See, pray without ceasing. See, I don't guess I do that, but I mean, I pray much. I've got people I pray for tonight. This young lady right here. And I pray for her regular. I love her. See, she's got some health issues right now. Now, don't you pray for Summer. You pray for her that God will touch and work and He knows everything. But I'm going to try to read this through the eyes of a bus worker. We got a lot of bus workers in here. I got to serve with some of them through the years. So you got to serve with some of them. Blessing. A blessing. I quit, I don't know how many times driving Leroy's bus. I never did quit, but in my mind, sometimes I was ready to quit. But anyway, God blessed us. If it wasn't me and Leroy on that bus to go pick people up, you know what? They were never a dull moment. Never, never a dull moment. And sometimes I'd be gone for a few weeks in military and stuff and get back here. And boy, I was just tickled to death to be back in East Tennessee. Say, I've seen some other parts of the world, and Margaret, she goes on cruises and stuff, and you know where I stay? I stay in Telford. But I like it. I mean, that's part of my life. I enjoy where the Lord's got us right now down there. I know it's just a temporary dwelling because I'm headed home. See, and I don't know when that time will come. Bible talks about our vapor, our life being like a vapor, appear for a little time, then vanisheth away. Through the eyes of a bus worker, some see a fight, a push, or a shove. I see a desperate cry for love. Some see a brat. He acts so bad. I see a boy who's never met his dad. I can't imagine that. See, little child not knowing who their dad is or something like that. I had a good dad now, and I mean, I can't say I was really raised in church. I was taking some, see, but the Lord spoke to my heart at 16, 17. I was saved at 17. Lord spoke to my heart, and I knew I was lost on my way to hell. See, and I was saved one Sunday morning in a church that's on the other side of Johnson City. I was born again, saved by grace through faith, not of myself, but it's a gift that I received from God. See, greatest decision I had made in my life. See, now if you're out there tonight and you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to die sometime. And I don't know when it'll be. You might live to be 100, but what is that compared to eternity? See, we're going to be somewhere eternal. Somewhere eternal. See, says, I see a boy who's never met his dad. Some see the mess and the trouble they give. I see the poverty in the place where they live. Some see a teenager who won't dress right. I see a girl who has to protect herself at night. Some see a smart mouth, disrespectful and loud. I see a kid made fun of by a crowd. Some see a woman who comes just to use. I see a lady by a drunken husband abused. Some see a drug addict withered and worn. I see a soul the Lord wants reborn. Some see the dirt, the filth, and the rot. I see a kid who without Jesus doesn't have a shot. Some see a crook whom you don't trust much. I see a man who needs the Lord's touch. Some see a bunch of heathen who holler and yell. I see kids with parents in jail. Some see a teenager who gives a lot of flack. I see a boy whose whole family is on crack. Broken homes, broken lives, those without hope. They need compassion and God's grace to cope. For every little girl who lies awake, hungry at night, Lord, help me to keep in the fight. For every scared boy who sees his mommy get hit, Lord, help me to be faithful and never to quit. For every mama who needs a new start, Lord, help me to show her how to ask you into her heart. For every man on whom sin has its hold, Lord, help me to make sure the old story is told. The Lord, to me, his mercy has shown. Lord, help me to reach out so others may make heaven their home. May others judge gently when these folks they see. If not for God's grace, that's where all of us would be. Amen. See? And I'm thankful that the Lord saved me as a 17-year-old boy. See, I'm thankful he's been good to me. See, he's been good to me. By going to 5 different nursing facilities through the month, one time a month, One of them's, one of them's where it's one of these homes, where the people's, assisted living places. The other four's more or less, they have to roll them in wheelchairs, the majority of the ones that come to my service. But now the one that assisted living, now some of them people's able to walk in, see. But I have them services. And we sing that, I sing that song now. We sing a cappella now, and I just do the best I can. And I tell people I'm not no preacher, not no singer, but I make a stab at both. Make a stab at both. But we sing this little light of mine. And I have a lot of people perk up when we start singing this little light of mine. I need some help out there. Who's going to help me? Now, wait a minute. I see one hand back there. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Here's what that last verse in Psalms 156 says. That everything that hath breath, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Is he worthy of the praise? Is he worthy of the praise? He is. And I thank him. I could go home right now and say, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. See, I could do that, but I've got some other things to share about. My lessons usually go from 35 to 45 minutes, so don't look at your clock. I'm just kidding, but I bet that's how long they usually go. But I'm glad to be here. But I was looking over some stuff this evening, and I got to thinking about that song that lady sang some time back. But I can tell you what it is in just a minute. He's always been faithful to me is the name of it. And I tell you, he has. I've failed him much. But you know what? He still loves me. He still loves me. And I like that song. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun, the earth, and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. You know how long he's going to work on me? Till he gets my place ready, the best I know. Hey, he's going to have my place ready, but that song, he's always been faithful to me. That dear lady sang it over here and played it here sometime when they was with us a while back, but I was blessed. I was blessed. But here's what that James 4:14 says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. See, and some of these things I'm going to hit on tonight is in lessons that I teach along in these places I go. And what I want to do is point out how the Lord works in people's lives. He wants everybody to be saved, not willing that any should perish or go to hell. See, he wants everybody to be saved. But I'm going to share some in these lessons, though, how the Lord has worked and used different ones. And I'm going to be jumping around to different places, but I'll tell you, where I'm at and what verses I'm at these lessons is in. But here in John chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, I'm just going to summarize a little bit what's going on here. And we're talking about a miracle. We're talking about a group of people that are coming to see Jesus, see, because what? Because they've heard about the miracles, seen the miracles, whatever. but they're following him and things, and here he's wanting to feed them. But you know, Jesus asks questions a lot, and he knows everything. See, he asked questions along, and several of these lessons I'm going to share a little bit out of. Jesus asked a question. See, but in this one lesson here, that there's a multitude following him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. See, I mean, people that's got problems with whatever, I mean, he can touch them and heal them. See, I mean, if it's his will. See, and some, you know, goes through things, and I don't understand everything. I won't tell you I do. There's a lot I don't know. Here's something I want to tell you. You're listening to somebody tonight. How many has watched that Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? You guys ever seen that program? I've watched it some. I have to go down about four grades. And I can say that I'm not smarter than a first grader. So that's what you're listening to tonight. Say, I'm not smarter than a first grader. I mean, I don't know where I was at in the first grade, but what they ask on that program, most of them first grade questions I can't get. You might be a lot smarter than me, but I can't get a lot of them first grade questions. I quit watching it. But anyway, in this lesson here, I mean, people's following Jesus. See, people's following Jesus, and he wanted to feed them. See, and here's what Jesus asked there. But they talk about, in verse 9, it says, there is a lad. What'd that lad have? That lad didn't know he had enough food there to feed thousands. Thousands. Five barley loaves, two small fishes. And that lad, what'd he do? He donated his food. See, now, I mean, the other books don't show that, talking about just the lad. That's why I used it out of John. See, there's a lad there. Jesus used that meal. What Jesus do? He give thanks. That's what we ought to do. Not just for food, and for everything going and coming. See, I think people, when somebody opens the door for me, here's what I tell some now, they get a kick out of it. I tell them, I thank you for helping out the elderly. See, now some of them's older than me, but I still say that. See, but I enjoy seeing people's reactions. I mean, people, some of the funniest things I see. See, I mean, the way they act and go on, stuff like that. See, but I enjoy talking. See, I talked to a guy over at Harbor Freight out there, and struck up a congregation, talking there with him out there in the parking lot. See, got to talk to him. He's a saved man. Saved man, moved in here from somewhere off. I'm in another state. See, we got to talk with him a few minutes. See, now I don't get to talk to crowds like this much. I don't know how many's out there on the radio. Hey, if you're out there listening on the radio or watching us online, we thank you. Thank you. Pray for us, sharing Jesus' ministry. Tim Tipton, sharing Jesus' ministries. And if you need me to come and speak somewhere out there, let me know. Get word, okay? These people needed some food. See, they needed some food. I need some three and four times a day. See, but these people have been going, and they needed some food, and they found out this boy had these five barley loaves, two small fishes. And they said, well, hey, what's that amongst so many, you know? See, but Jesus gave thanks. They had them sat down out through yonder, all these people. Disciples took and distributed the food. And it says in verse 12, it says, when they were filled. We're talking about thousands. This here, it talks about, you know, 5,000 men or something around 5,000 men. Then over in Matthew, it says, beside the women and children. See, Jesus, thank God, took them 5 barley loaves, 2 small fishes, fed them thousands of people. What can he do for us? What has he done? See, I can't tell you how much food I've eaten in 69 plus years, but it's been a bunch. Been a bunch. I don't know how many gallons of water I've drunk. Been a lot. See? But I'm not going to have to be like that rich man in hell, just wanting a drop of water. See? But I've got friends that's headed there, and I try to make effort to be a light in front of them. I can't make nobody be saved. See, I can offer, and I try to do that. And I ain't say I witnessed to everybody I should. I haven't. But I try to be a light out there. We're living in a dark world. See, and we need to let our light shine. And here's that last verse on that. I got sidetracked. I don't know if you've ever done that. But that's this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. But I advise these people in these nursing homes. We don't want Satan to blow it out. We don't want to hide it under a bushel or our light, okay? Let it shine till Jesus comes. You help me, okay, Graham? Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. That's what I try to get them people in them nursing homes to do. I tell them, hey, you let your light shine till Jesus takes you out of here. See, some of them might live a lot longer than me. One lady out there in one nursing home, as far as I know, she's about 102 now. See, 102. And one of the prayer requests she requested some time back was for her son, Haven. And I don't know how old he is, but I'd say he's probably up in his 80s anyway, I guess, or 70s, 80s, whatever. But anyway, that's some things I can do for them people, is not only share the Word of God, see, but I pray for them. See, I've got these little old cards, and when I go into a place, I ask their prayer request. I pray for them every morning. That's part of my prayer time every morning. And I pray for their families, even though probably 99.9% of them I'll never see on this earth. See, but I can pray for them. See, I can pray for them. That's part of my job. See, sharing the word, praying, and I make a joyful noise. See, I don't tell people I'm a singer. I tell them I make a joyful noise. It's been good to be here tonight, though. I'm glad I was able to come to church. See, and people out there that's able to. If people's out there that's able to come to church and a way to get here and not taking advantage of that, shame on them. Shame on them. They disobeying God. See, and I want the blessings however he wants to send them to me. I want them. See, and I've been disobedient and I've been chastised for it. See, and I didn't care much about that. See, but you know why he done it? Because he loves me. He wanted to get me back in line where I should have been. See, my dad done that same thing. My dad pulled off a belt, looked like he's that wide. And when he done that, I knew he meant business. See, but you know what? I didn't like it at the time, but I liked it in the future. I mean, the future time. I look back on that. My dad chastised me to try to help me to be a better son, a better human. There's some other things my dad trained me to work. So he trained me to work. Jesus met these people's need. Fed all them thousands. And then on down in there, it says, this is in verse 13, I'll summarize, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets. This is food they took up from 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. After Jesus had thanked God, after he'd fed all of these thousands, and this was what was taken up. See, this is what was taken up. Over in Luke 10, 25 through 37, I'm going to hit on this just a few minutes. And when preacher says that, don't listen. And sometimes I have to watch things like that myself. But here in this Luke 10, 25 through 37, this lawyer had a question. He tempted, what he done? He's tempting Jesus was what he done. And here's what he said. He said, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? See, and there's a jailer that asked that over in Acts. See, and what did they tell him? What did they tell him? He said, that, you know, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that's what I meant, what he's getting to. See, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. See, but this lawyer had this question for Jesus. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus goes on in this parable to tell this lawyer this story. And if you've been in the Bible much, you know it, or you can follow up and read it through. But this is, that's in Luke chapter 10, 25 through 37. But this lawyer had that question. And then Jesus said, ask him, he said, what is written in the law? How readest thou? So Jesus had a question to this lawyer, okay? And he answered and said, this is a lawyer. This is his answer to Jesus, okay? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. Now, what do we try to do when we know something that's right to do? We try to justify ourselves. Whether it's sin or whatever, we try to justify ourselves. And here's what that lawyer said. I mean, Jesus told him, and he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This lawyer, you couldn't get no better answer, I don't reckon, as far as I know. See, I mean, that lawyer had the right answer, didn't he? See, and we can look in the Word of God, and we should take it and apply it and study it and things like that. And apply it to our life. And if we know to do right and don't do it, what is it? It's sin. See, and what's a sin do? It separates us from God. See? I mean, if we want to be close to God, we want to try to do everything that, I mean, he wants us to do. See, I mean, as a Christian, we should be praying and we should be giving and we should be going to church and we should be witnessing and all these things. See, I mean, that's what he wants us to do. We need to get in his word to see. See, so here it says, and he said unto him, thou hast, this is Jesus talking to him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. See, but what did that lawyer do? But he willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus goes on to tell this story that one was beaten and left half dead and laid there beside the road. And there was a priest come by and a Levite. And they went on by him. But there was a Samaritan. And he stopped. He took care of him with what he had. He didn't have no ambulance. He didn't have no medical bag full of stuff. See? But he took care of him with what he had. He had compassion on that one that was left half dead. See, he had compassion. See, and he took care of him with what means he had some wine and oil and things and took care of him what he could there. And what'd he do? He put him on his own beast, on his own donkey, took him to an inn, took care of him through the night. That thing gets way off in my nose. Took care of him through the night. And it said on the morrow, he took out some money and gave that innkeeper. He said, take care of him. And when I come back through, I'll pay you whatever I owe you. So here's what it would come down to. That lawyer asked Jesus, who's my neighbor? Jesus went to tell him that story about that one that left half dead. A Levite, a priest went by, never, no concern. The Samaritan stopped, took care of him, met his needs, what he could with what he had, took him to an inn, took him through the night, and on the morrow give money to that innkeeper. Said, I'll pay you whatever I owe you when I come back through. And Jesus asked this question then. He said, and on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, gave to the host, said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? So we got a priest and a Levite that went on by. We got a Samaritan that took care of him. And he said, this is the lawyer speaking, okay? He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. See, what does it take to be a neighbor like that? It takes a change in our life to be a neighbor like that. And what changes our life? Jesus. Jesus. See, that's what changed my life in 1972. Was Jesus. I received a gift from God. See, if I'd had to work for it, I'd have been out. If I'd had to have money for it, I'd have been out. If I'd had to look good, I'd have been out. See, but I received a gift from God. And I didn't know all this back then. See, all I know is I went forward one morning. They said, there's something drawing me or something. And I went forward one Sunday morning. And I can't tell you exactly what I said that morning. But I know what? My life started changing. See? And I learned later on, I become a new creature in Christ. Old things passed away, and behold, all things become new. See? I learned things like that later on. I couldn't have told you that day I got saved. Hey, I become a new creature today. See? Even though I did. See? But I couldn't have told you that. See? But the Lord, in that one lesson, he used that little lad, didn't he? See, and I've got 2 or 3 more lessons to go over, but I won't get to them tonight. See, one lesson, Jesus used a widow woman to help take care of Elijah, one of his men. See, this lesson, we've seen where this Samaritan, Jesus used that Samaritan to take care of this man that was left half dead. See, and we could go on in different lessons, seeing how Jesus uses us, all of us, our wants to. See, if you're sitting on that pew and you're able to go, let me tell you some jobs here at church. The bus ministry is always needing help. It takes a little bit extra time through the week. Sometimes he'd be just riding the bus on Sunday morning. Some of them kids just need somebody to talk to or encourage them Hey, keep coming to church. We're glad to have you. See, some of them just needs a little bit of encouragement. See, Sunday school classes, they want two workers in each class with children. Some of the classes just maybe have one teacher right now, and they have to maybe combine because of safety factor. So you want at least two workers in each class with the children. Some of them jobs would be no more than what you're doing right now. Just being there. Being there. And you said, hey, I'd want to do more. Oh, you could work in to help and teach in that class eventually if you wanted to. See, I mean, there's jobs to do. Them little bitty sweet babies laying around down through yonder. Hey, they might need a lady or two to help in there. If I was doing my regular job tonight, I'd be on patrol, and you might say, well, we wish you was there, but I'm glad to be here. Say, I've got a job to share Jesus with people, and this was my opportunity tonight the pastor gave me, and I thank you, Pastor, wherever Alaska is, wherever it's at, I thank him. See, but we had a lad that was used in this lesson. We had a Samaritan that was used. He went that extra mile, didn't he? That lad, I reckon, gave all the food he had that day. See, all the food he had. But you know what? Jesus meets needs, don't he? See, when I got Jesus, I got a home in heaven. I got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I got one that supplies my needs. I got a one that's preparing my place right now. And one of these days, he's going to come and get me. Say, it's going to be a good day. Say, good day. I appreciate you being here tonight. Here's how the invitation's going to go. If you say, Mr. Tim, I need to be saved. Hey, come on up. Come on up or talk to somebody there beside you if you don't want to come up here. It's you talking to Jesus is what it is. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's simple. You just have to, realize you're lost. Hey, everybody's a sinner, for all sin comes short of the glory of God. But if you're lost, you should get that settled tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till Sunday. That might not get here. Might not get here. Say, get it settled tonight. See, if the Lord's dealing for your heart, to say, yes, Jesus, I receive that gift from you. So you receive that gift. See, and if you're here tonight and you say, Mr. Tim, hey, I'd like to be doing something. I want to talk to somebody about serving here at Buffalo Ridge. Hey, I'd be glad to talk to you, and many through this church would be glad to talk to you. See, trying to help you get where you might need to be serving. See, but if you're here and you're breathing and you're saved, you need to be serving some way, and we're running out of time. I wonder how much of my vapor is gone or how much I've got left. See, maybe just a little bit. I don't know. Might not have that much. See, but we're going to check out into eternity sometime. But if you're here today and you're not saved, and you're like, I want you to bow your heads, close your eyes, okay? Just here a minute. Bow your heads, close your eyes. But if you're here tonight and you're not saved and you'd like to talk to somebody, we'd like to be able to talk to you, get somebody to talk to you, okay? But if you're here tonight and you say, hey, I'm looking for a place to serve. I'm looking for a place to serve. A lot of different places here in this church to serve. We would like for you to maybe come up and pray about that tonight. Come up and pray about that situation. But we're glad you're here. Let me just ask this question. Is there somebody here that maybe says, Mr. Tim, I know I'm not saved, but I don't want to come forward. And I'd like to pray for you. If you raise your hand, you say, "Mr. Tim, I'm not saved, and I'd like to get it settled, but I don't want to come forward tonight." But if you want to raise your hand, I'd be glad to pray for you. Anybody? If you're here, say, "Mr. Tim, I'd be interested in serving some way here at Buffalo Ridge, but I don't want to come forward right now, but I want you to pray for me on that situation." Anybody like that? Anybody like that? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to have a closing prayer, okay? I appreciate everybody being here. Appreciate you being here. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for this privilege to share your word. Thank you for all these that's made it out, touch and work, and help those that's shut in nursing homes, other places, and help those, Lord, who are lost homes, lost family members, different things up and down the road and through different states, and ask that you'll be with comfort and help them some way. We ask that you use us. We ask that you'll get the glory and honor. And we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. Hope you have a good rest of the evening.